Picture the grounds at Whitman Regional the night after everyone goes home. The tents are down. The show planes have taxied out. 500,000 people have scattered back across the country. It's quiet, and then the sky turns green. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar, where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. Today, we have a story that is equal parts relief and warning, and I want to walk you through both. Here's what you need to know. A destructive storm system, including tornado activity, struck near Oshkosh, Wisconsin, roughly 24 hours after the Experimental Aircraft Association wrapped up AirVenture. The reporting on this comes from Flying Magazine, and the picture they paint is sobering. A field that had been packed wall to wall with aircraft and people was, a single day later, in the path of a severe weather event capable of flattening structures and throwing debris for miles. 24 hours. That's the whole story in two words. That's the margin. Before we go further, a quick word from the people helping us keep the lights on. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about what this near miss really means, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. It is tempting to file this one under good luck and move on. The convention ended, the crowds left, and the tornado hit an emptier field. Disaster avoided. But I want you to sit with the alternative for a second, because thinking clearly about the alternative is exactly the kind of habit that keeps pilots alive. AirVenture is, for 1 week every summer, one of the busiest aircraft operations on the planet. Whitman Regional becomes the busiest control tower in the world by traffic count. You have thousands of aircraft parked in the grass. You have people camping under wings. You have families in tents in the North 40 in Camp Scholler, spread across acres of open ground with almost no hard structure to shelter in. Now put a tornado into that picture at the peak of the week instead of after it. That is the scenario that should focus your attention. That is why emergency planning at a mass aviation gathering is not paperwork. It is the difference between a cleanup and a catastrophe. So this affects you if you fly to fly-ins. And most of us do. Let me connect this to real-world flying. Because there are lessons here you can carry to any grass field, any camping under the wing weekend, any pancake breakfast two states over, first lesson. Summer convective weather does not care about your schedule. The upper Midwest in late July is prime territory for supercells and tornadic activity. Warm, moist air coming up from the south, colliding with cooler air aloft, and you get the kind of instability that builds towering cumulus into monsters by late afternoon. If you are parked at an outdoor aviation event in that season, severe weather is not a freak possibility. It is a Tuesday second lesson. Know the shelter plan before you need it. When you arrive at a large fly-in, the very first thing worth doing, before you pitch the tent, before you walk the flight line, is to find out where you go when the sirens sound. Big events like AirVenture have hardened shelter buildings, restroom structures, and published severe weather procedures. EAA communicates them. They run a warning system, but that system only works if you already know where your feet are supposed to take you when the warning comes. In the middle of a wind event with debris flying is not the moment to start reading a map. Third lesson, and this is the one for your own airplane. A tornado or even straight-line winds well short of one will destroy a tied-down light aircraft. We are talking about a machine designed to fly at 40, 50, 60 knots getting hit with gusts far beyond that. From the side, tie-downs help. Good ropes, good stakes. Control locks, that all buys you margin against ordinary thunderstorm gust fronts. But understand the limit. Nothing you stake into a grass field is riding out a direct tornado. When the forecast turns genuinely severe, the airplane is replaceable, and you're not. Get yourself to hard shelter and let the insurance sort out the aluminum. Here's the part I want to flag as my own opinion. So you know where the reporting ends and where Tower starts talking? I think this near miss is a gift, and I think the aviation community should treat it like one. We got handed a vivid, real illustration of a worst case without paying the worst case price. The smart move is to let it change behavior. If you organize a fly-in, revisit your severe weather plan this week while the image is fresh. If you attend them, make shelter awareness part of your arrival ritual, every single time. And if you're a pilot watching a line of storms build on the horizon at any grass strip in America, remember Oshkosh and give that weather the respect it earned. The National Weather Service will have the official survey on the storm's strength and track, and I would point you to them for the confirmed rating and path. For flight planning around convective weather, your standard tools still carry the load. Aviation Weather Center for the convective outlooks and the SIGMETS. A solid pre-flight briefing and the oldest instrument in the cockpit, which is your own willingness to stay on the ground when the sky is telling you to? The reporting on this one comes from Flying Magazine with the weather picture from the National Weather Service. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Fly like the weather is smarter than you are, because sometimes it is. This is Tower, signing off from ATIS.